Hollywood Live with Tanya Hart.
I just want to send out some love to CNN's Don Lemon, who lost his older sister in a drowning accident while fishing in Louisiana last week. Now, Don was wiping away tears as he struggled to get through the start of his broadcast on Tuesday. He thanked all of his colleagues for their outpouring of support after his beloved sister, Lisa Lemon Grimes, died at age 58. He said, "I am only sitting here with you tonight because this is where Lisa would want me to be. You know, she was so proud of me, and I want all of you to know your prayers and words of encouragement have really meant the world to me and my family over the last few days." Well, Don, just know all of us here at American Urban Radio Networks love you too, and we send our sincere condolences to you and your family. And Richard Pryor's widow has confirmed her late husband slept with Marlon Brando. Yes, it comes just days after Quincy Jones made the claim in an astonishing interview with Vulture. Now, the multi-Grammy winning producer was discussing Brando in this wildly digressing chat when he claimed the Godfather actor would sleep with anything and everybody. Then he named out James Baldwin, Richard Pryor, Marvin Gaye. Whew! Okay. So, Jennifer Lee Pryor, who was married to Richard twice from 1981 to 1982 and then again in 2001 to 2005, corroborated the story. On Wednesday, she said, "It was the 70s. Drugs were still good, especially Quaaludes." Okay, maybe that's where Bill Cosby got into this. Anyway, she insisted her late husband would have no shame in Quincy's revelation and would find it very funny, adding he was always open about his sexuality with his friends. She said he documented his sexual escapades extensively in his diaries, which she plans to publish later this year. Well, the Marlon Brando Richard Pryor revelation is just one of the many outrageous claims made by Quincy. He also claimed to have dated Ivanka Trump 12 years ago, that he knew who assassinated JFK. He described Michael Jackson as a thief who stole a lot of songs. He said Elvis couldn't sing, and the Beatles were among the worst musicians in the world. He also claimed to have bought drugs from Malcolm X and accused Prince of trying to run over Michael Jackson in a limo. Oh yes, he also mentioned in that same interview that he has 22 girlfriends around the world. Okay, Quincy, I guess when you get to be your age, you'll just let it all hang out and say anything. Got it. And for all these stories and a whole lot more, make sure you go to AURN.com. Don't forget to check out our podcast. This week we have Josiah Howard, who of course has a book out about blaxploitation movies. Maybe Quincy's in some of these too. I don't know. Anyway, don't forget to download it and don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Tanya Hollywood.